escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's Beltway Blitz time here on The Fan. Grant and Danny with you. Toby Altizer in for GP, who will join us at 6 p.m. this evening. Get you up to date on what's going on with all the sporting teams that you care about here in the D.C. area. Let's start, Darris, on the hardwood. Our guy Varun Shankar joins us from the Washington Post, breaking down a couple of games of Wizards Summer League. Varun, give me a couple of headlines here from the first couple of games.
Trey Johnson looks really good. The shooting is translated. The ability to get his own shot and use his high release point to shoot over defenders has translated. He's been surprisingly adequate as a defender, and he's been a pretty willing playmaker. Another headline, Alex Saar is up and down, but trending up now. It was a really tough first game for Saar, but he bounced back in the second game, recorded a Summer League record 8 blocks against Nets.
What have you made of Bob Carrington in his first two games in the Summer League?
Yeah, it's tough to say with Bob. He's been a little all over the place at times. They're playing really fast, and he's one of the players who's been asked to do so, so you see him racing up the court a lot. And I've liked some of the things he's done. I think he's done a good job getting some of the offense organized, but there have been some moments where Bob's primary weapon right now is his pull-up jump shot, and he loves using it. And sometimes I think he falls too in love with it. There are moments where you're early in the shot clock and he'll dribble into a mid-range that's not even that open. And those are the shots that I think, you know, you can get a better shot than that. That's a great option late in the shot clock, but early on, work the ball around as a point guard. And, you know, he's not a traditional point guard, but he's the most traditional point guard they have on the Summer League roster right now. As a point guard, it's your responsibility as well to get the ball distributed. I'm also would like to see a little bit more rim pressure from him. That's something he didn't do much in his rookie season. It's something that's really essential, especially because Trey Johnson hasn't done too much of that either. But I will say that Bub's defense has looked much improved from his first season. You could tell his activity, his engagement, and some of the physical improvements he's made have shown up.
Not asking for judgments here based off a couple Summer League games and a rookie year where he was off the ball, but Carrington's future as a point guard, like, what do we think? I'm curious. I want to see it. What better time to experiment than now or even in the regular season? I'm fine giving him the reins for, you know, however many games he's available, but just give me a prognosis. Let's you know, fast forward a couple years from now. He's a point guard, question mark?
And no one's really a traditional point guard in the NBA at this point. I think he's someone who can initiate part of an offense, but without the rim pressure being something that he can do. And I do think it's something he can develop. He's someone who's a really nuanced pick and roll navigator. I just want to see him do a better job of getting to the rim, stretch the defense, and then use what I think is a really good bit of vision for him to distribute to teammates.
I'm a really big fan of Keyshawn George. He showed super well in the first game, struggled from the field, but I still think played well overall in the second game of Summer League. You saw flashes during his rookie season. What do you think his ceiling is?
It looks higher than before. Keyshawn he's not the most explosive athlete in the traditional running, jumping sense, but he's really strong. He's a big guy. He's got great wingspan, and you've seen that some of the improvements he's made in the weight room have already translated. In the first game, he's driving against on a fast break against Sun center Kaman Maluach, who's massive. And Keyshawn puts a shoulder into him and knocks him back. Yesterday, he's posting up a smaller Nets player, and every time he bumps the Nets guy. The Nets guy bounces back like a foot, and then Keyshawn hits a nice fadeaway. You combine that with some of the improvements he's made to his handle and the natural playmaking and feel for the game he showed in his rookie season, I think you might have something more than what we initially thought. This might be someone who's a long-term starter on a really good team.
What did we see from Will Riley? Really impressive, hyper-efficient in the second game there, certainly. Just kind of give me your thoughts on his summer so far.
He's been very aggressive in the second game, and that's something the coaching staff wants him to do more of. He is already someone with a really polished scoring game. You see the counters that he's built in. I think yesterday you saw the crossover he used to bump Danny Wolf and then get the and one. You also saw him use a pump fake and a step through move to get another and one. And, you know, these are things that it's polished stuff for a 19-year-old. You're also seeing some of the concerns that people had, mainly his frame. He's getting bumped around a lot on defense. That's something he's going to need to add weight. I think he's saying he's having about 3,500 to 4,000 calories a day right now. So same. That's something that he's going to need to improve on. But, you know, I would not be surprised if he starts the year in the G League, especially because the Wizards have a really crowded wing rotation. But he's looked pretty good so far. And he also got a lot of praise from J.J. Alwa for some of the work he did capping out offensive rebounds yesterday.
How different do you think this Wizards team looks in terms of the growth for the young guys from last year to this year and incorporating guys like Trey Johnson in? Do you think we see a better brand of basketball, maybe like we saw at times last season, or do you think it's still going to be quite a bit of growing pains?
I think it's still going to be quite a bit of growing pains. These are all still really young players. Bub is only going to be, he turns 20 after Summer League ends. Sar, I think, still 20 years old right now. Johnson is 19. Riley is 19. So you're going to see a lot of the same mistakes. I think you want to see more growth on the defensive end. That's something that can, you know, especially with Sar, Koulibaly, Keyshawn George, you want to see some more of that defensive playmaking. You want to see them be better as a rebounding team. I think offense is still going to be a work in progress, but that's why you have the season.
Marcus Smart. How long is he with the club? What's his role going to be this year?
I think Marcus is someone who the team is looking to see if they can put him in a situation that's more apt for his career role right now. But I do think they also love the impact he has in the locker room. You look at the veterans the Wizards have on the roster, Smart, Middleton, CJ McCollum are the three that come to mind. CJ and Chris are great veterans. They're very calm players. They are very, you know, mature players. They've had a lot of success in this league. But Smart adds something different than even those two in that he's more feisty. He's more fiery. And I think that's something that this Wizards team, which struggled with physicality in the first game and kind of needed to pick it up in the second game, really could use. So I think the Wizards are not eager, super eager to trade Smart, but I would not be surprised. I would be surprised if he's on the team after the trade deadline, but I do think they might wait until then because he could have some value, especially if he has a strong start to the season.
Varun, thank you as always, buddy. Talk soon.
Have a good one. Bye.
See you, buddy. There he goes. That's Varun Shankar. Does a great job covering the Wiz for the Washington Post. Let's hit that national sounder, please, Darius. If you listen to Bust and Lose Baseball or this radio program or pretty much any other time on 106.7 The Fan, Tobias Altizer and me, we'll throw the ball around a little bit, Tobes.
Let's do it.
So far in the MLB draft for the Nationals, several players selected. I think we're in round 11 or 12 right now. I have to actually update what I've got. But what's the theme to you? What have you noticed?
High schoolers, Danny. Four of the first five were high schoolers. So Eli Willits, we've talked plenty about him. We understand with the number one overall pick. We've kind of given our thoughts on that to open up the show. Ethan Petrie is the lone guy of the first five picks that is a college bat. He's a big-time power bat, which I kind of like the profile, Danny. They don't have a lot of guys like this. He's probably not staying in the outfield, even though that's what he played for the Gamecocks. He's probably going to move to first base. Definitely swing and miss in the game, but also big time power. They don't really have that in the organization outside of maybe Yoandy Morales. So I like that. They went with Landon Harmon in the third round, 6'5", 190-pound right-handed throwing pitcher out of high school. They say he's got a repeatable delivery, which is nice to see for someone that size. Mid-90s fastball can run it up to the high 90s. Miguel, I'm not sure if it's Syme or Seam, Miguel Syme Jr., out of New York, I believe he was the Gatorade Player of the Year in New York this year, throws high 90s, can throw 100 out of high school, another right-handed arm, and then Coy James, a shortstop that GP seemed pretty happy with, someone that they didn't expect to be there. All five of these guys, by the way, ranked in the top 100 for MLB Pipeline this year. So four high schoolers, I think you see the plan. Eli Willits was under slot. They're going to take that savings and spend it on rounds 3, 4, and 5, and you're going to get an influx of talent. Whether we agree with the strategy or not, that was clearly what their strategy was.
Looks like a plan, yeah. 6 through 10 looks like a bunch of college players. you know, at that point, you're kind of going, let's fill out the organization best available. Sometimes somebody shakes free and, you know, it turns into a fun surprise. But yeah, the theme early certainly was, it looked like prep players with only one college guy going in their first five rounds. We talked about this at the top of the show. And Barry Svaluga was great with us. And if you know, check your podcast wherever you get them. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan, super easy to find. But his point, I think he gave more benefit of the doubt maybe than I did. Mm-hmm. I'm not being critical. I'm just sort of trying to analyze it. More benefit of the doubt to the Nationals on this selection of Willett's number one overall. For me, those questions are plaguing me and probably pulling the tug of war on benefit of the doubt versus just sort of feels like they went cheap somehow, even though they're still going to spend the full allotment of salary money. Just kind of give me where you're at.
Yeah, I mean, I have no issue with the player. I just think that when you have the number one overall selection, and we've laid out plenty of the reasons why, when you have that number one overall pick, to me, this isn't the time to overthink things. And I get that there was no consensus number one of sorts, but I would say consensus at least had two guys as number one, right? Cade Anderson or Ethan Holliday. I just think that for me, I like Willett's the player. If you were drafting third or fourth, I would have no issue with Willett's. I just think that you're capping some of the potential of what you could get, but I think they viewed getting a quantity of players over maybe the quality. And I, at some points too, some people around baseball have said that they had Willett's ranked basically the same or sometimes even higher than Ethan Holliday. So I think it's an intriguing case study that we'll have to see the results of as time goes on.
Yeah, it's such a fascinating case because, again, it's not as if they drafted the 21st player on everybody's board and did a complete Hail Mary. This is somebody that the eye of the beholder, because that's what this all is, could absolutely look at and go, I like him better than that guy or the other guy. It's just impossible to give the benefit of the doubt for me right now. And it may just have been that. It may have been that simple. And if so, somebody could tell me, I'll apologize or whatever, but just it's just not where I am mentally, given what's happened with this organization over the last, what would you say, 5-6 years?
Yeah.
And the context of all of this. So it looks like they didn't want to do business with a Boris guy. And it's not just they didn't draft the Boris guy, because multiple teams didn't. You know, at pick number two, that the Angels didn't take a Boris guy right there, an Anderson or Holliday. But they didn't have contact with the Boris guys. It was never on their radar to take the Boris guys, right? I mean, that's the report. That's what's out there.
Yeah.
That tells me the story more so than not selecting one over the other.
Yeah, and then it truly is the case that, hey, he was top of our board, right? But that doesn't necessarily mean he was the best player. Top of your board and that we didn't have any Boris guys on our board, right? Like, that's where it gets interesting. And I don't think that that's the right philosophy to have, because there's a reason that you go hire Scott Boris, Danny. It's because you're a good baseball player, mm-hmm. right? So, yes, it's a pain in the butt to deal with, but I think it's an interesting thing. I disagree with the pick, I think, is the way that I've come up with phrasing it. I don't hate the pick. I don't love the pick. I just disagree with the pick overall. But I think Eli Willett could be a really, really good big leaguer. I mean, I think last night on MLB Network, Dan O'Dowd compared him to Francisco Lindor. Like, if he could reach, you know, that sort of a ceiling and that kind of a player where it's like a Lindor with combined with a little bit of
switch hitting all-star shortstop,
Trey Turner or whatever, like take your pick of a shortstop that isn't known for big time power. Okay. Like, I also heard, though, like Corey Seager compared to Ethan Holliday. Corey Seager is a 2-time World Series MVP. Like, I don't know. I might have taken that instead, but they opted to go Eli Willett's, and we'll get to judge over the next couple of years whether I was correct. I just fear that what I'm going to end up doing, because I think Willett's is going to be a good player. There's no question in my mind that he'll be a good player. But I have a fear that I'm going to be looking at Colorado Rockies box scores and going, I wish I had that Holliday kid instead.
Yeah, the same way I was insufferable when everybody was yelling at me and the local football team took Chase Young instead of trading back. And I would name a couple of guys that I wanted instead. I was like, you know how much better they would be if they traded back somehow? It depends on a trade offer. But if they traded back and got a Tristan Wirfs and a Justin Jefferson together, you know how much better they'd be? Those are the examples I used to use. And everyone yelled at me, they're generational, though, and you're a hater or whatever the stupid things are. That incorrect people say to correct people. What I'm going to do is I'm going to monitor Ethan Holliday hard.
Yes.
I'm going to be watching. And then imagine this scenario. The year is 2032, I guess. Eli Willett's leaves in free agency anyway.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Like, yes. Imagine that scenario where, so you did that, but you wouldn't because you didn't want to deal, and then you didn't deal. And then
by the way, just because he doesn't have Boris now Doesn't mean he doesn't sign Boris then?
You're not eligible to get Boris.
Like, I don't know.
You can receive Boris if you'd like to receive Boris.
I just, if that's the reason, I can't get on board.
Yeah, me neither. It's a good conversation. We'll have more of it as the show progresses. I'm old. There are older people. I'm aware of that. But I'm old. Weird stuff happens. We're talking to our boss before the show about this. When I wake up, both of my Achilles areas are so locked up and stiff that my shuffle to the back bathroom looks like I had just lost a fight to a heavyweight champion. It's brutal and disgusting. And then like I wake up and things get loose and I can walk around like a normal human being. I always have an ailment. I'm old. When you're old, stuff starts to break down and all you do is talk about your health with other people all the time. Like I had dinner with a buddy on Saturday. I'm going somewhere with this, I promise. I'm not just talking about myself, even though I love doing that. It's the best topic. But I had dinner with a buddy on Saturday, and that's all we did. In between, like, helping our kids with their plates and whatever, whatever. We're just talking about, like, he's like, well, I started doing this medicine, and then that medication sort of inflamed this, so then I started doing that. And I'm like, tell me about it, because I have to take this every day. And if I don't take my probiotic, my coffee really irritates my stomach. You turn into, like, the worst thing that you used to make fun of. I'm old, and I'm breaking down. Hold on. I got something else that's old. See what I'm saying? I'm old and it's concerning. They're old too. Should we be bothered? I'll tell you about it next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Government Mule at Warner Theater in October. We'll do that at 6. Welcome back to the show. It's Grant and Andy here on The Fan, so be in for GP. I want to also remind you this show is exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condorey & Morad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. Be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. I always love doing the read for our guys at Kondori and Morad over like the beat for Bring Sexy Back, where it's like elder law, estate planning, and then it's like bring and like that beat back there. I always think that's funny. I don't know that anybody else notices or cares, Tobes, but that's where my brain goes.
Absolutely love it.
Thank you.
Gotta love it.
Thank you. Studio audience didn't care. I've been getting a cold shoulder all day. They don't give a damn about what I'm saying. They love you. They love Bennett. That's the best I've gotten today. Strober made some comment. Like, Strober guessed who was up on Batter Up.
Mm-hmm.
And they went nuts. They went nuts.
By the way, I don't know how we didn't get Trevor Larnach.
I do. I haven't studied a lot of Trevor Larnach.
Well, you're not diving into what does he play, right field for the Minnesota Twins?
For the Twins, yeah.
You're not diving into that film?
Like, if you'd asked me for $1 million, who plays right field for the Twins, I'd have been like, oh, that's left of Byron Buxton. If he's looking to his left, it's someone over there.
Yeah.
They have one. They have a right fielder.
I think.
Yeah.
Used to be Max Kepler. So at least we had an idea. I have no idea now.
Like, I would have done the thing where I stalled and I would have gone, so it used to be Max Kepler, right field. I would have said right field for the Twins like 10 times.
Yeah, and then change the, like, what? But what about that third baseman, Royce Lewis? If he could stay healthy.
If he could ever, right? Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes.
What about Joe Ryan? He plays there anyway. Welcome back to the program. So here's what I wanted to get to. I mentioned to you guys that I'm very old, and they're older people. I'm aware of that, but it's happening where you start breaking down.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get to a certain age, you start to break down. You know who the oldest team in the NFL is by average age? You're Washington 53, people, and it ain't close. So the best I can find here is a graph from a gambling website, sportscasting.com. So one grain of salt. This isn't NFL.com putting out the story or other analysts, but it kind of tracks here that they're one of the oldest teams in the NFL. And there's no correlation between veteran older teams and success. There are some really good teams that are on the older side. Detroit, excellent. Sure. The Steelers, a lot of 9-10 win seasons, but maybe not the exact right recipe for you. The 49ers, a disaster last year because of all the injuries. Falcons, Houston, disappointing last year. They went with a bunch of veterans. Again, 10-7, nothing wrong with that. But then it's the Saints, Cardinals, Titans, Browns, not the company you want to keep. So Washington is the oldest team in the NFL. The youngest, by the way, Green Bay Packers. Coming off a double-digit win season again at only 24 years old. The Eagles are the third youngest team in the NFL, continually churning talent. So I ask you, Toby, are we concerned at all? What comes? Let me back up before we get to concern. What comes to mind when you hear that they're the oldest team in the league?
I mean, it kind of tracks because you think of some of the guys that are playing big-time roles for this football team, and we thought – this last year, by the way, we talked about this when free agents were brought in the last couple of years. Like, hey, have you ever heard of signing somebody that's not 30 years old? Have you ever considered that? You know, that's something that they've kind of majored in. So think about the guys that are going to play major roles on this team, like yep. Bobby Wagner, Zach Ertz. I mean, we thought both of those guys could be in their final year of their career last year. And then they had a good year, and now they're back this year. So you're a year older. Like, they have a bunch of guys. I mean, even the guy they traded for, Laremy Tunsil, older. Debo Samuel, in terms of wide receivers, older, right? Like, they have a lot of guys. Now, I don't have an issue with this because, we remember 2019 very favorably with the Washington Nationals, right? Think about that team. You think, obviously, Juan Soto. You think Anthony Rendon. You think Strasburg. But that was one of the oldest rosters in the league. Estrubel Cabrera was playing a big role.
Well, that's where the bargains were. Zimmerman and mm-hmm. Howie Kendrick. And, guys, nobody's interested in Major League Baseball free agency in the 34-year-old guy that you have to, like, take care of.
Correct.
Where they saw a soft part of the market and said, we could certainly use that. But, yeah, go ahead.
So I think you have a little bit of that with Washington now, with the Commanders, right? Just a little bit. Not saying it's the same sort of thing because they don't have that age discrepancy like that to me. But, like, Noah Brown's a little bit older. Nick Allegretti. Like, those sorts of guys. It's not like they're built. This also speaks to how poorly Ron built this team in terms of draft picks, because they just don't have young guys that can contribute that haven't been drafted by this regime. Like, Jaden Daniels is going to contribute, and Mikey Sanders still, and guys like that. But it's not like you have the Jamin Davis, who would be in that mid-tier around that 26-27 range. Like, that is gone. You've either got old guys or you've got young guys. There's really no in-between, it feels like, with this football team.
You're exactly right. So, it's a byproduct of what came before them. So, imagine, and this is laughable, obviously, but imagine that in year one or two of the rebuild, the Wizards won 55 games and were competing with a chance to go to the conference finals. Right now, I know the football team did, but bear with me. That would disrupt the timeline of a rebuild. You had success. Sorry, your quarterback's generational.
Yeah.
Sorry. Normally, you have to go through growing pains, go through some ups and downs, go through, well, there was good promise there, so let's try to build around him, etc., and turn over a roster that was incredibly poorly built before these guys got here. I think they knew pretty quickly, holy bleep, this dude is so special, right? As they're drafting him, scouting him, so a lot of eggs are in that basket, rightfully so. It's where I put my eggs, too. And you looked at the roster, and you'd go, the best players that are on this roster didn't come from Rivera and all the Martys. And there are a couple guys that are nice fill-ins, nice, you know, around-the-edge type players, quality guys like Sam Cosmi, good player, obviously stars like McLaurin, but beyond that, you know, Quan Martin, who they inherited, you know, turned into a good player for them, etc. But for the most part, the only way that we can compete, we don't have time to draft and take our lumps. We don't have time to be, frankly, what you're supposed to do, which is get your butt kicked a little bit, wear it when you go to the top of the draft, and build a couple different classes, put them together, supplement via free agency, and rebuild. The NFL, too much turnover as it is. So they went and signed, see if this is familiar, veteran named blank, signs for 1 year, however many millions of dollars to play in Washington.
Yes.
They did that 1,000 times. And they did it again this past offseason. That's how you get old. So it's twofold for me. Am I concerned? And that's the question. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. What's your reaction to that? That Washington's the oldest team in the NFL, according to a little bit of statistical data here that we can find. What do you make of that? And do you care? Is it bad? My answer actually is yes, I do care. I do care. Because it's not sustainable to go nothing but one-year rentals for a lot of these guys. Now, you're always going to have some. It's the NFL. There's turnover, there's free agency. 30% of rosters, 40% sometimes, turnover annually as it is. That's just the nature of this sport, right? With the salary cap, and you'll pay a few core guys, etc. As Ryan Zimmerman once told us, not everyone gets to make $200 million.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that you've got so few in that middle age group like you're talking about, and you're majoring key, huge roles for guys that are 35, 35, 36, 33, 30, 31, etc. down the line. These are starters. These are meaningful players. And it's not as if Jaden Daniels is a neophyte at 20.
Sure.
Right? COVID happened. He stayed in college. Whatever. I think he's 25 this year. So whatever age he is, I don't give a damn. I don't care if he's 55. He's incredible. I love him so much. But that's not going to help your average age. But in general, I am eyeballing that. Where I go, let's say for the sake of argument, again, God forbid, this year doesn't go according to plan. You're not as good as everybody thinks. You have a Houston. You're 9-8, 10-7, but just okay. And you go, uh-oh, this ain't sustainable. We've majored in this one-year stuff. We got a lot more building to do, right? Is it crazy that a tougher schedule could result in just an okay year? Even as much as I love Jaden Daniels, with an under-talented group in a lot of spots? That's not crazy to me.
No, and I think this was a big question as to their approach with some of these trades and things is you want to build this thing for the long term. It's why I was a little bit critical of some of the trades where you're giving away multiple picks and trying to bring in an older player is I want to be able to build this so that I can be a juggernaut, not just for a year, not just for 2 years, but so that you have an infrastructure built up so that as time goes on, you've got a lot of guys in the fold that are younger, that are cheaper, right? And they don't necessarily have, they opted to go with some guys that are a little bit older in terms of trading for a Laremy Tunsil, trading for a Deebo Samuel in a one-year deal. And those things aren't wrong. But that's how you end up in a spot where, like you're talking about, an older team. And to me, I'm not as worried about the age thing as much as I am contracts and how long are these guys going to be a part of this team? Because I want to build that foundation. And I think that's where they ended up in a bad spot. Like you said, if they were just planning to build this thing how they probably initially thought when they got in here, they were going to draft the quarterback, they're going to develop him over years, and it was going to be something that by the end of it, you know, 2-3 years down the line, you'll have a really good football team, and then that's when you make your leap. But when you draft a guy that's uber special, immediately, like Jaden Daniels, they're like, well, let's go get good players that can help us out right now. And that's where you end up in a spot where the long-term future of the team, they're still trying to build. That's why you draft a Connerly. That's why you make some of these sorts of moves. But you're also looking at the now saying, well, let's trade a couple of these mid-round picks and go get Laremy Tunsil. Let's trade that fifth and go ahead and get Deebo Samuel. So they're trying to do a little bit of both where they build a good team right now, but then also build a good team for the future. And it's really difficult to do, when you're left with no foundation from Ron.
Yeah, again, so guys that are hurting, quote-unquote, the average age, by no means do I want to get rid of Bobby Wagner or say, no thank you to Austin Ekeler because you're 30. That's not the point of this. The point is, A, older guys, right? I mean, not to say injuries can't happen to anybody, but older guys tend to break down, ask the 49ers. And it's not sustainable to have nothing but 1 or 2 year deals, short-term stuff for a lot of players. That's always going to be part of it. You're always going to find the mercenary, the guy that wants a new deal or wants out, wants traded, you know, could come for a little bit less money towards the end of their career. I don't want to turn away Bobby Wagner. I want Bobby Wagner. Mm-hmm. This is what we're majoring in, though. Right, guys that were here that are incumbents who aren't anywhere near good enough. And again, I it's to me 100% a response and a fault of Marty and the Riveras.
100%.
Excuse me, Rivera and the Martys. Marty and the Riveras, I don't know who they are. Rivera and the Martys. Those, they were such a disaster. They were so terrible at this that the guys that should be in their prime now simply don't exist. They're not here.
There was just no foundation to the team.
Yeah, so no first-round picks from those 4 years.
You're trying to build the foundation for now and the future at the same time, which is next to impossible to do.
800-636-1067. Do you care? Do you care that they're the oldest team in the NFL? And is it a bad thing? 800-636-1067. Your call's next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We got a wide receiver contract announcement. No, not that one. But we'll explain what it means for ours here in about 14 minutes on 106.7 The Fan. Welcome back, G&D. With you on The Fan, Tobes in for Jeeps. Washington's the oldest team in the NFL. They are. Now, again, this isn't the single greatest source ever, but it's just a fodder for discussion here. The best I can find is that it's a gambling website that sort of calculates these things. It's not a great correlation between wins and losses and average age. I will say I'd rather be on the younger side and be great than on the older side and be great, just longer window. The teams up at the top, or the bottom here in terms of age. Green Bay, Jacksonville, they're terrible. But Green Bay's great, Philadelphia's great, Baltimore's great. Seems pretty smart, good, savvy general managing. The question at 800-636-1067, Tobes, is that a bad thing? Is it something that you're kind of concerned about at all? Do you even care?
No, it really doesn't concern me because you look at what they have. They've got some older guys playing key roles, but they've also got young guys that they're now able to build with, right? Connerly's a part of their future. Sanders still's a part of their future. Trey Amos, obviously Jaden. They've got guys that are stepping in that are taking these roles from older players, and they've got guys that are on their last leg or maybe a little bit older than the general average of these guys at their positions, but they're still playing well. So, no, it doesn't bother me.
Let's go to Will in Stafford. Will, thoughts on the oldest team in the NFL?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I've thought for years, man, at least 25 to 26 years we've done this, whether it's Fryer and Jesse Armstead or Landon Collins and William Jackson. You know, give me young guys and speed any day. I do feel like some positional groups, you got to have veteran savvy and good veteran players, interior offensive line, you know, interior defensive line. I love Bobby Wagner, but I feel like I'd love a infusion of youth and speed at that position. I think the Eagles really exposed that. The Capitals under LaViolette, he refused to play young guys.
Yep.
And they were just getting smoked by these fast young teams in the playoffs. I do love what this group has done. They've drafted really well, I think, and we're on the right track. But, I mean, for 2 years, you had Kyle Hamilton and Christian Gonzalez there, and we go with Davis and Forbes. You know, I really put the blame on Rivera, but I love the way the team's going. But give me speed and youth all day.
Thanks, guys.
So it's interesting he mentions the linebacker position because that is a position that they've spent late round picks, I believe fifth rounders, the last 2 years on guys that are young and fast linebackers. And Jordan McGee, who was injured last year, who they had big plans for, and Kay Medrano, who sounds like he's going to be a special teamer, but maybe could play a role defensively. So they are doing a little bit of that. It's just they're doing it maybe a little bit later than you'd like.
Carlos, Severna Park, they're the oldest team in the league. Is that a factor?
Doesn't bother me. It's like the other caller stole my thunder. It's not like the Washington Capitals where like you got the young guys, you know, speeding through the old players from the Capitals. It's football, and I guarantee you, I'm not going to do the math because it's going to take a while. But if you take away the age of Zach Ertz, and if you take away the age of Bobby Wagner, as the great Charles Barkley, your favorite voiceover says, them young boys are coming. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you. He did say that. Yeah. I mean, you know, Tressway's not going to help your average age. I don't care how old Tressway is. But so kind of to his point, and Josh Johnson, I think, is on the roster technically right now.
Yeah.
So he's almost 40. But so I see the point to a degree. But again, they are filling in a lot of key spots with guys on the north side of 30. Right? They just are because they don't have a 24-year-old to do it. They don't have a 26-year-old to do it. They don't. They needed a huge injection at linebacker, at tight end, at name that spot because of what was devoid on this roster. George, Dunkirk, they're old, buddy. Does it bother you?
No, man. I'll tell you what. You know, it's all about the organization, right? And it's from the top. The legacy organization, you know, it was a fantasy football league, right? Like they wanted the Haywards of the world or the Bruce Smiths or Jeff George or Deion Sanders or Donovan McNabb. It's not like that. You know, we have a great team. We're building on a great team. And we have some really great, you know, young talent within the organization. It's no problem to have, you know, some veteran guys that are 1-2 years you know, contracts in because we're trying to build it. We don't have all of the draft picks, and we don't have the ability to be able to build like you guys are suggesting right mm-hmm. now because of the legacy ownership kind of, let that go away, right? So
yeah.
I think it's fine. I think it's a good short-term bridge. I think it really helps the organization to have some leadership and some veterans in there. And like I said, it's not like the old days. It's not like you're getting these old fantasy football type, you know, great guys that are kind of come to the Redskins and die, right? I mean, I think that
right.
we're building something and they're going to help them go along now. And I think it's going to be good for the future. I really believe that.
I appreciate you. Yeah, so he said something, Tubbs, I want to ask you. He said they're a great team now. Are they? I think they're an okay team with a great quarterback. Is that semantics or does that matter?
No, it matters because I think we could have this discussion all the time. But when it comes down to it, often when we get to the playoffs, unless your team is just that subpar, I'm going to look at your quarterback. Because I think Kansas City at times, they've had a great defense, I guess.
Yeah.
But there have been some times, like, I don't know. I think there is a distinction because I think you look at Cincinnati last year. Were they a good team, but they had a great quarterback, but they had a horrible roster overall? So the quarterback propped them up?
So here's my distinction. Here's why I bring it up. Philadelphia, to me, is a great team with a good quarterback. Right? Like, that roster,
sure.
top to bottom, is the best in the league.
Sure.
Now, that may not be the fair standard because they're 1 out of 32. But you start to go down the list. There are, you know, if you put replacement level quarterback in Baltimore, they're not going 12-5 and being a Super Bowl threat. They're still pretty good, though, I would bet, right?
Sure.
And that's kind of my point. Let's go to Elijah in D.C. Elijah, they're old. Does it bother you?
Not a whole lot. One thing a lot of the callers have been saying is they are showing how, like, a certain particular way that they want to go about doing business. So when the older guys leave, the young guys have a sense of how to handle themselves and different things that they've seen. I think because we didn't draft so well and because we didn't allow ourselves to get to certain games, we just didn't have certain experiences. So guys just didn't have certain experiences that I'm so glad that we did have older guys to help navigate down the stretch. Think about the stretch and think about Bobby Wagner addressing the team, moments that are seemingly, you know, we not think about now, but those are moments that I think the coaching staff is like, look, we got this superstar. They knew who was coming into the building.
Right.
And they said, this is the best chance. This is the best opportunity that we're going to be able to give him this year or give us. So I think another thing that's advantageous for me is the ability at the end of the year to look like a different team coming into every season. 1 year, there's a lot of teams who are locked into situations with players that Washington can just look different every year. And if they say, well, we didn't like how we looked in this regard, they can change. That's a very difficult thing to do.
And that's call, buddy. Appreciate it. Sorry to cut you off. That's if they can keep signing the guys to one-year deals. Sometimes that runs out. I mean, you have your best intentions, but someone offers a guy 3 years or more money. I mean, it's a dangerous game to play is to say, we'll do it later, we'll do it later, we'll do it later. Then eventually you never do it, right? I mean, but to his point, look back a couple years. Look at some of the ages of some of these starters. Jahan Dotson, 23. Sam Howell, 23. Sadiq Charles, 24. Daron Payne was only 26. He's still here. Damon Davis, 25, gone. Benjamin St. Jude's, 26, gone. Cam Curl, 24, gone. Percy Butler, 23, since supplanted. That's the point. Those guys were young 2 years ago. Yes, please replace them. Yes, please do better than those guys. But understanding there's a difference between replacing them with young, cultivated, in-your-system for multiple years players and the, dude, we are a disaster. We got to get good right now. And now you're trading away draft picks for Tunsil. Now you're trading away draft picks for Samuel. I love those moves individually. I think people are kind of looking past the idea that there's nothing long-term in perpetually mortgaging
Correct.
Future.
Yeah, I think the big thing here is when we've talked about them signing these veterans and the guys that they've acquired over the last couple of years, they've raised the floor. They've raised the expectation level. They've raised the level of play. And that also, I think, is a testament to why this team was so good in tight, close games last year at the end of games, right? I think you have veteran guys. Zach Ertz has come through. Obviously, Jaden was the one masterminding it, but you have a lot of guys that are experienced in those sorts of moments. Now the key is, Danny, in having guys that when it's time to move on from Laremy Tunsil in a couple of years, when Bobby Wagner says, I'm done, when Zach Ertz says, I'm done, when those guys are ready to be finished or they go elsewhere, that's when you need guys to step in and immediately step in and be able to fill that role. So while they've raised that floor, it's not necessarily that they have to have the guy right now, but they need someone when that time comes to take in, step in and take that spot.
That is Toby. I'm Danny. Grant and Danny here on The Fan. We've got, I would say, news that indirectly impacts us here in Washington and kind of what we're going through. A star wide receiver just signed a pretty damn big contract. Hard not to notice that when we got sort of negotiation going on here with one of our own. We'll tell you who. We'll tell you what it means next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.